Now, sometimes people ask, well, can I make this happen? Can I make this shift, this revolutionary, radical, this radical transformation of consciousness that you point to, that you talk about, that all the ancient teachings point to in their essence, talk about, point to? Can you make that happen? Sometimes people ask that question and say, you'd sound as if we could make it happen. Well, no, you can't really make it happen. That's why I say, when you do not allow this moment to be, then you're trying to make something happen in the future. When you're allowing this moment to be, you're not trying anything. You're not trying to make anything happen. It's the opposite of needing to make something happen. Allow. And the little me says, this is a place of weakness. Don't go there, because you will have no defenses anymore. You won't even know what's going on anymore if you don't continuously judge and label what's happening at this moment. If you don't continuously interpret what is happening so that you know what's going on, he's like this, what does he want from me, what does he, how can I get something from him? Even looking at incredible beauty, the immediate need to say something, to relate it to something that you want. There's a flower, the need to pick it. Now it's mine. To immediately to relate to everything immediately through mental noise, instead of allowing it, because in the allowing, a stillness immediately arises. And there's no need to interpret. Allowing implies you give up the need to interpret the world continuously through the mind. And the ego says, no, no, I will become totally ignorant, at the mercy of everything and everybody. And the ego says, I will be stuck in this dreadful present moment for the rest of my life. I will be stuck in whatever situation I'm in now, that situation that's making me so miserably unhappy. I will be stuck in it for the rest of my life if I allow it. I can't allow it. That's why I've been fighting it for 20 years, to get out of it. Are you out of it? No, not yet, but I will. So the allowing really is something, when we talk about it, say allowing this moment to be, your ability to allow this moment to be is grace. It arises. Grace is already arising from within you, that is not the egoic me, that's not part of the madness. It's arising. That's why you are able to allow this moment to be. And whatever arises in the moment, yes. Yes, it's good. Feel this moment with every cell of your body. Be here with every cell of the body. Every cell is alive, and you sense a subtle, otherwise you're stuck in the head, trying to work out what I'm saying, and there's nothing to work out. Being alive, feeling the very aliveness that you are, the entire energy field is present, every cell is present, You don't need to make an effort. It is present. And you sense that you are everywhere. You're not just here. You're throughout. So keeping be here completely, not as a head attached to a body, be here totally. The head is not enough to allow this moment to be. The entire being allows this moment to be and is. The head is not enough to be present. Be present with the entire being. Sometimes people ask, doesn't it mean that you become identified with the body if you feel the body? No, it's a way of going beyond identification with the physical form of the body to feel the very essence that gives life to the physical form is not the physical form. To feel it, and then the Advaita person may say, but aren't you saying that I should identify with an object that arises in consciousness as the feeling of the body, and isn't the truth that knowing that I am the very awareness underlying it all, but the body is that. It's a temporary appearance of the consciousness that underlies everything. It temporarily appears as the body. It's not the body. In a way, you could say it's an illusion. The body is an illusion. But within the illusion, there's something that is not an illusion. Otherwise, even an illusion needs a little bit of reality. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. So to sense the aliveness, the presence in the body, this is just a temporary way of putting it, and feel the aliveness throughout, and then suddenly there's a field of aliveness not only within but also without. That has nothing to do with anymore with your story. There's a field of aliveness within at first, but suddenly also the surrounding world has an aliveness to it. Not that you need anything, it's beautiful, but it's all form, it's temporary, but that presence or beingness is beyond form, so you know that which is beyond form as yourself, which is a field of still presence, intense aliveness, still presence, and forms appear in that, and that's beautiful. The body appears, and it's fine. Thoughts appear, that's fine too, because you're no longer trapped in the thoughts. You are that which makes every thought possible. So the key is that stillness that is so alive, that is now.